Thousands of people still drive to this location to be amazed by the natural beauty of the place. It makes you wonder what the first explorers thought when they stumbled upon it by accident. The story of a famous Colorado landmark is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
We know that Native Americans and perhaps some early Spaniards were familiar with this place. But the first recorded visit was way back in 1806.
The first American explorer was Lieutenant Zebulon Pike, and he was absolutely amazed. He was looking for the headwaters of the Arkansas River. He didn't find them, but if you read his journals, he's got some horrific stories about going through the gorge during the winter.
Peggy Gare is speaking of what we today know as Royal Gorge in Colorado.
This was known as a tourist area clear back, you know, in the late 1800s, people would come here to picnic.
But about the same time the first visitors came here for those picnics, workers arrived to lay tracks in the bottom of the canyon.
When they had the silver rush in Leadville, they were trying to build tracks through the Royal Gorge to see who could bring it down first. So there was actually a railroad war here.
That war didn't involve a loss of life, but it did include plenty of work interruptions between the Rio Grande and Santa Fe lines.
So what they would do is they would lay tracks during the day and then they would blow each other's tracks up during the night. There was not really any incident that we can read of a death or even an injury. So the Rio Grande eventually won out during a court battle.
And that rail line still runs along the canyon floor, 1,250 feet below the rim of the gorge. The rail line was just the first of many construction projects here. We'll have more next time as we travel the countryside at the Royal Gorge in Colorado. I'm Andrew McCrae.